depression, the sickness of our time. Stress and depression, which afflict so many people in the present day, do not just inflict psychological harm, but also manifest themselves in negative physical effects in the body. Chronic stress in particular may lead to severe damage by altering the body's functions. One of the most serious diseases caused by stress is heart attack. Researchers have shown that the level of heart attacks in aggressive, panicky, impatient, competitive, hate-filled, and fanatical people is greater than that in those people who exhibit less such behavior. Under stress, the brain increases the production of cholesterol in the body and weakens the immune system. In the absence of stress and obsessions, our lymphocytes are better able to combat and fight off infections, rheumatic diseases, and even cancer. For this, prayer and submission to God are essential. There is no doubt that a believer who continually prays to God, who is aware that everything that befalls him is a trial from God, and who submits to Him, will be released from his trouble more quickly. The power of our Lord, by which He rids people of their troubles and responds to prayer, is revealed in the Quran. He who responds to the oppressed when they call on him and removes their distress and has appointed you as successors on the earth, is there another deity besides God? How little you pay heed. Prophet Muhammad stated in the hadith that stress leads to sickness. Abu Huraira relates, the Prophet said, whoever has a bad temperament keeps his body troubled, and whoever has much sorrow makes himself ill. Ibn Mesud, the Prophet said, a variety of worries bring with them a variety of sicknesses. Ibn Talib relates, the Prophet said, there is nothing worse or more fierce in the creatures created by God than worry.